Dan Buettner, maybe unsurprisingly, isn't Saul Newman's biggest fan. He's called him
a plant scientist, no training in demography, and a real zeal for self-promotion and attention. As far as we can tell, the only thing he's done of substance was to line up a number of misrepresentations to make us look bad.
Which Saul says isn't fun to hear, but he does kind of find it funny. Because a few years ago, he had this sliding doors moment.
Where Dan Buettner, the founder of the Blue Zones, emailed me out of the blue.
Really?
Yeah, Saul still has that email, and I asked him to read it to me.
Hey Saul, I actually like your pluck and statistical prowess. Instead of focusing on a decade-plus old process, how about we team up and take advantage of more robust data and updated techniques to evolve the definition of blue zones. I've been commissioned by National Geographic to identify a sixth blue zone. We could discuss a new definition.
Wow.
This is after it's been defined and in the public sphere for 20 years.
The email goes on.
I have a decent budget, so we could do a good job. We could actually travel there and do the age verification together. Let me know. All best, Dan.
Wow. Okay. That's very interesting.
I mean, Saul's pretty blunt about it.
If I invite you in, you'll see the benefits. Clearly, he's asking me to come in and say, he's saying, I've got the money. We can travel. Now, call me old-fashioned, but I don't see the difference between that offer and a bribe.
Dan Buettner completely denied that this email was in any way a bribe. He said that at the time he sent it, he thought Saul was a demographer and that his expeditions to Blue Zones have always included a demographer. Dan said he later found out that Saul didn't have training in the type of demography his team needs. And he said that Saul struck him as a fraud. He also said he didn't write to Saul again after this. But Saul's response back to Dan was pretty colourful.
I can't remember exactly what I said, but it would have been telling him to stick his face in the north end of a southbound cow kind of kind of response. You know, I can't imagine it was too delicate.
He's got a turn of phrase.
He's definitely not holding back.
So it sounds like this beef is still raw then.
Yes, still very raw. Neither side is backing down. But the more I look into the history of the Blue Zones and Dan Buettner, the more I realise how much he's got at stake in all of this. Because he's built a business empire off the back of Blue Zones. And Saul Newman isn't the only person starting to ask questions.
It's an everyday fighting session. And it will not continue without any battle. It's a battle for the Blue Zone.
That's coming up on Beef, the battle for the Blue Zones. Background Briefing's sound producers are Ingrid Wagner and Kyle Hopkins. Sound engineering by Tegan Nichols. Music composition by Hamish Camilleri. Fact checking by Steve Vivian. Our rollout producer is Ben Sveen. The supervising producer is Gina McEwen. And the executive producer is Max Chalmers. The reporter on this story is Madison Connaughton. And I'm Josh Robertson. To hear more episodes, search for the Background Briefing podcast on ABC Listen or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks for listening.